We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. We go back-to-back NFL No Huddles on Monday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Well, let's talk a little more Falcons first to kick things off. We'll hear Raheem Morris stating the obvious after the game yesterday about what T.J. Watt did.
He had two sacks today. He jumped off sides early and got one. That looked a little scary, but he was way off sides, jumped off pretty clear. But you got to go out there and maintain him. Can't let him wreck the game. And he was able to wreck it by getting that fumble recovery and also getting a couple key sacks there to get him to get those things going.
Yeah, he was a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
He's a one-man wrecking crew that, I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to block him. But you, as an offensive coordinator, Z-Rob, whatever they want to call him, you got to do a better damn job. And I'm talking about a better job. Get your ass in 12 personnel and you put – Charlie Warner over there to the right side, and you tell him to chip him. Not chip him and go. You chip him, and you make sure he's secure, and you leak out late. Because that was just malpractice right there after a while when you talk about calling offensive play. There was no rhythm. There was no creativity. Now, a lot of that, Pittsburgh did that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh did that.
Pittsburgh sat on everything. Yeah.
There was no deep threat at all.
There was no deep threat. There was no nothing. The Falcons were unable to get any tempo going or anything as far as outside that last drive. I think Kirk was 7 for 7 or something like that, but it had it going.
The tempo was there.
Yeah, yeah, it was going. It was going. But I don't think Kirk's right. And I do believe, and this is just me, there's no inside and up. This is my thought process. I do believe they didn't play in the preseason because he wasn't ready to play.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of evidence to support that from what you saw yesterday. So look, the game went bad on offense for a lot of different reasons. Now it's just a matter of trying to figure out what's the biggest one, which one you can fix.
Yeah.
You can fix the Caleb McGarry part. Put somebody over there to help him.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine to be mad at Caleb McGarry for what happened yesterday. That's your prerogative. But I also think coaches have to understand what their guys can and can't do.
Yeah.
And if you thought Caleb McGarry was going to be able to stop T.J. Watt one-on-one,
it was not going
to
happen.
I don't know why you would think that.
No.
There's no evidence in his NFL career to support that he could do that. So that's on you for doing that. Now, T.J. probably still could have messed some plays up. He's still a really good player.
Yes.
And there was other guys on that defensive line that were having good days, too.
Yes.
The Falcons' offensive line did not have a good
day
yesterday.
They did not. As a whole, they did not play well. I think Bergeron was okay.
But then
he saw in the short yards.
Yeah, the center's getting blown up. Lindstrom gave up a sack.
He got a hold of him.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, Bergeron, now that's a big man, you know. But, yeah, I'm still in this process of their offensive line is okay, but how people were putting them in a situation where they were just great, I just never understood that part of it. It's a good offensive line, don't get me wrong, but it's not great. They're a better offensive line running to pass offensive line. But they didn't even give, and I know it's the one play where Caleb overreached and T.J. beat him inside, tackle for a loss. But you still got to run at him. You got to give him something other than trying to run away from him, but you don't have no action off of that, and all he does is come down the damn line.
Yeah, you're just making his life so
easy. You're making it so much easier.
For a guy who's already probably the best player on the field anyway, you can't make the day easier for him like that, and they did. They made it easier for him. Now, how much of that had to do with what Kirk can't do?
I don't know.
Because the formations would suggest that something's wrong with Kirk. They had him in the pistol way more than he's ever been in his career. He was in the shotgun when he wasn't in the pistol. They ran zero play action yesterday.
None.
He was under center twice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a lot of plays to only be under center twice. They also ran the ball zero times out of the shotgun and 85% of the time out of the pistol, so they knew what was coming. So, you got a really talented defensive group over there in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And then you made their lives significantly easier by the way that you were play calling and the way that you – by who you were putting where. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know who you blame most. It's all around, but it was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. This play calling was bad. The scheme was bad. The unwillingness to adjust, because when you have a player – and you're chipping as a tight end or extra blocker, you chip him. He has to stop his feet or you knock him on the tackle. And what I mean by that, how far he was out. The hardest thing is when you're on the back, like you're on the lineup behind him and trying to go chip him because of the drop for him. But if you're right where Kyle and they were, you got to stop him. Kyle, you don't push him and let him continue to go fast because you're pushing him even faster. And so, I mean, I just thought everything about the scheme yesterday was awful. They didn't threaten Pittsburgh at all. It wasn't a lot of time to do it either.
When it got worse as the game went on as well, which is very frustrating. Yeah. Like, that's just, I mean, and again, Mike Tomlin's a good coach.
He's a very good coach.
They got talented players over there on defense and smart coaches on that sideline. And as it went, the Falcons had 51 yards of offense in the second half of the game. 51.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Pretty bad, huh?
It's pretty bad, yeah. It's pretty bad no matter what. It's especially bad when, you know, so much of the offseason narrative was Kirk fixes it, and this is what we can hang our hats
on. 2-9 on third down. Yeah. I was looking for some other stuff. You know, I mean, they just didn't play. He didn't play well. Power possession, Pittsburgh held the ball.
Well, that's the thing.
35-24.
Everything we said you can't do in the second half of this football game happened. You can't let T.J. Watt ruin your day. They let it happen. You can't let Pittsburgh control the clock by running the football. They let that happen. You can't turn the ball over and not turn them over. And that's what happened. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's how you lose a football game where the opponent doesn't score a touchdown.
Right.
Scored zero touchdowns.
None.
And the other thing about it, too, is we're talking about it on Friday about, like, what to expect. That's right around points-wise what you and I both thought Pittsburgh was going to get.
Yeah.
I predicted 19. You predicted 14 or something like that. 18's right around there.
Yeah.
Falcons scored 10 points.
10 damn points.
And zero of them in the second half. They had a halftime lead. Mm-hmm. They just didn't do anything in the second half. Mm-hmm. The adjustments that the Steelers made at halftime completely wrecked the game for the Falcons. Now, again, is that just they're really good, rusty from this or that, or is it Kirk Cousins is not 100%?
He's working his way back.
Okay.
And so, that, I mean, if that's the case, and again, and we all this can be proven wrong on Monday night against Philly.
Right.
Under center, all those different things. But maybe it just ain't there yet.
Right.
Not so, that, and that's my thing. I don't want to say it can't get there. But, like, right now?
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah, all you could do is react to the 60 minutes you've seen. Because we had nothing before that. These guys never played together before. They did nothing in preseason. You've got the 60 minutes. Of course, they can go out there against Philadelphia and look good and function on offense. And then you have that to analyze as well. But as it stands right now with just one game, it's like, huh, something wrong with Kirk?
I don't know.
But kind of looks like something's wrong with Kirk.
That was my biggest takeaway. I know I'm watching T.J. Watt. Kick 76 butt the whole game and everything like that. All that was there. But I was like, damn, he just don't look right.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it takes. Got to play a couple games.
Maybe it
coming
does.
Off that
and
injury.
That's the thing about
again,
it. And you work your way through it and everything. But they got to do – now, we talked about it already, and we got a long time before Monday, this week from today.
We got a whole week.
But they got
– of that.
You better – because what we talk about, it's a copycat league. Mm-hmm. It's a copycat league. Now, this defense they're playing against Philadelphia is not as good as the one they just played. The defense as a whole is not as good.
They don't have that guy.
Yeah, they're not
Highsmith
as good.
Is quite good.
They're not as good.
Yeah, but you don't have to be.
Nope.
if Kirk looks like that and if the offensive line looks like that. Yeah.